we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. They'll be coming to the Munster Auditorium in November. Just heard a little bit of their music from a Beach Boys. No, that wasn't the Beach Boys. That's Sail On, the Beach Boy tribute. And we have Mike Williamson, who's the keys and vocalist, and he's going to tell us all about their concert and what's going on. Mike, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hey, so glad to be here. Thanks, you guys.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sail On, how that came to be, and your current concert tour.
Yeah, so many of you seem to be like located in Nashville. Had you met prior to auditions, or how did it all happen?
Well, the band is based, is headquartered in Nashville, but no one is from Nashville, of course. As you know, Nashville is a little bit like Los Angeles in the way that it attracts people from a wide, far and wide to pursue music. And that's kind of the story with this band. It actually grew out of an original project that was a sort of a 60s era pastiche type thing, but it was all original music. And we had all done Beach Boys songs in the past in various incarnations of bands. And then we all got together. And the idea had been bouncing around for a long time about maybe doing a full set of Beach Boys songs. But of course, that is a task that no sane person undertakes willingly to try to do a whole set, you know, because of just all of different, you know, from going from the surf songs all the way out through the sophistication of Pet Sounds and Smile era. And, you know, even in, you know, the Beach Boys career spans when you think about it. I mean, just the catalog is so dense. Most people think of the Beach Boys as the 60s hits catalog, the golden age. But there, you know, there's a lot of content. And so all of that to say, it's a very daunting task to take on a full Beach Boys set. And so we finally got around to, hey, well, let's go for it. Let's really try it. We should just at least see if we could do one. And we got an excuse to do it in the way of a promotional show. And so we went all in, and it was such an incredible challenge and such a success that it was something that we knew we wanted to pursue. So full time.
How did the members come together? You know, how did you, you know, because I see from your bios online here, you came from a variety of different places. So how did you all hook up?
I think I read that all of you were toured with Brian Wilson at one point.
No, none of us have ever actually toured with Brian Wilson or any members of the Beach Boys, but various members of the band have been affiliated with, you know, the periphery, I guess, of the Beach Boys camp. Some of Brian Wilson's band, they've been very, you know, gracious as friends and supporting us back when we were doing our original music. As I said, in different aspects, you know, different bands and things like that. And so we got to meet those guys. You know, it's like any, like Star Trek or like any fandom or Star Wars or anything like that. Or, you know, the Beatles, the Beach Boys. There is definitely a network of players and of enthusiasts, which we all are still. And so that's kind of the foundational element of it all. And as we did that music and knew of one another, and then we came together, as I said, in a couple of different original projects, we just developed the idea of, hey, let's do the whole Beach Boys thing. There we were. Matt Thompson from Indiana, he had done a Beach Boys group in college, and Wyatt Funderburk, who hosts the Sail On podcast, you know, he's a lifetime Beach Boys aficionado, to say the very
least. It's a very interesting podcast.
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, he's an encyclopedia, just not about the era, but particularly about the Beach Boys. And the same thing's true of Paul Runyon. You know, he had, through various things, he played with several different oldies acts, Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, things like that. But just guys were all fans of the music and had been, as I said, in the periphery or just in the network of Beach Boys enthusiasts and Beach Boys influenced music and all that kind of thing. So that's, we just sort of connected through that. And same story for myself. You know, I had been there and my whole career, I've been doing things that are kind of Beach Boys related or 60s related. And so we just got it together and managed to fill a niche in the market, because it is a difficult set list. I mean, it's a very complicated thing to take on, because as I tell everyone, you talk about doing just regular pop songs or and then add a four-part harmony onto everything.
Right.
So, you know, it's not something that it's very common that in the world, even of tribute bands, you know, where you have lots of Beatles fans and Eagles fans, things like that. There's a lot of tributes, but there aren't a whole lot of Beach Boys tributes that do it on a full-time level, sort of at the level that we do, because it's a tough thing to cover the span of material and to do it justice. And that was the thing. I think that's what keeps everyone
so energetic too.
Well, thank you. We have to, you know, it's all the different aspects of performance. You know, we have to put on a show, and we have to also try to faithfully bring the songs to life. And so it's a lot of work, but it's incredibly rewarding because we get to play, you know, some of the best songs by an American artist and the whole canon of pop music at every gig. So
we have about 30 seconds left. Do you guys do costume changes through the years into your concerts?
Yeah, we don't do like a Broadway style costume, you know, chronology. We try to reflect essentially the two different aspects, like, you know, the early years and then a later years look.
Real quickly, tell us about your upcoming concert in Munster.
Yeah, we'll be there on Monday, November the 14th, and then we're going to be in Bryan, Ohio on the 15th, the following night. So yeah, we'd love to have everyone come out because it's really fun and the season's winding down, so we better get our beach party in now or we're never going to do it.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Mike Williamson of Sail On. They'll be at the Lakeshore Community Concerts Monday, November 14th at 7 p.m. You can contact Lakeshore Concerts. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
A real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.